This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Protesters clashed with Lebanese security forces at anti-government demonstrations in Beirut overnight. Officers deployed tear gas on dozens of people near Parliament. Demonstrators were angered by Tuesday's devastating blasts. The protest came just hours after French President Emmanuel Macron was in Beirut offering support. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
Facing devastation, help is arriving in Lebanon. Preliminary investigations blame the explosion on inaction and negligence, saying nothing was done to remove tons of ammonium nitrate from the port. Local officials have denied the incident was the result of an attack. Lebanon's hospitals are overwhelmed by thousands of injured people, while other care facilities were themselves put out of action by the explosion. The people of Lebanon are used to suffering through decades of war and civil unrest.
That is Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has followed through with his threat to ban TikTok and another Chinese-owned app. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Trump is calling on the Commerce Department to define what is banned when the orders take effect in 45 days. Even Apple or Google hosting these apps might be a violation. This week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke of alleged security threats from Chinese technology, but some legal analysts are questioning the basis for a ban on social media apps. TikTok says it doesn't store U.S. user information in China and doesn't share information with the Chinese government. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on this story or the latest news on the coronavirus pandemic, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is relaxing its advisory for international travel during the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, just a little. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The CDC had been urging Americans to avoid all non-essential international travel. Now it says it's fine, but only to about 20 locations. Taiwan, Greenland, and Laos are among more than a dozen locations where the CDC mentions no particular precautions. Seven others, including Thailand, Fiji, and New Zealand, are in a low-risk group. As for the rest of the world, the CDC is suggesting you stay home. And if you have the travel bug, check with those countries' authorities before making plans. Many have mandatory quarantines in place, and some aren't accepting U.S. visitors at all. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Africa's confirmed coronavirus cases have surpassed 1 million. But global health experts say the true toll is likely several times higher. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has more.
10 countries account for 80% of new coronavirus testing taking place across Africa, indicating that little testing is taking place in many countries around the vast continent. Experts say low levels of testing in many countries could mean infection rates are higher than reported. South Africa still has the highest number of cases across the continent. The first members of a surge team of health experts from the World Health Organization have arrived in Johannesburg to help bolster the country's response to the pandemic.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. In Congress, no deal seems imminent as lawmakers and the White House discuss pandemic relief. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Still no deal as congressional Democrats and White House negotiators grapple with what to include in a new pandemic relief package. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters Thursday night the Republicans appeared ready to give up.
We're very disappointed in the meeting, but we urge our Republican colleagues to come back and continue to negotiate.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said President Trump is ready to go it alone and issue what executive orders he can.
We still don't have a deal, and his willingness to take action through his executive powers should be applauded.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the two sides are far apart on the big issues. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Nearly 300,000 American deaths could be the fate of America from COVID-19 by December 1st, according to health experts from the University of Washington. They also say 70,000 lives could be saved if people were scrupulous about wearing masks. From Washington via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.